three biggest reasons only 10% of students study abroad. They're afraid of being homesick, they don't think it's safe, and the number one reason people don't study abroad is cost. We're here to dispel all that. Find out exactly how that 10% crafted their study abroad journey and how you can too. I'm Chris Carlton, and this is the Study Abroadcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Study Abroadcast. I am here with Cameron Piegler, who is the first student on the show that studied abroad in Japan. And it's been long overdue. Cameron, thank you very much for doing this. How are you doing today? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Actually got a day off of work, so I'm just kind of relaxing and enjoying my time.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, awesome. So tell me about it. Japan, where in Japan did you go?
So fortunately, back when I went to Japan in 2013, we had the opportunity to go everywhere.
Okay.
So we went to Okayama all the way to Choshi. So multiple cities.
Okay. So yeah, we'll get into that. Why did you choose Japan?
You know what? This is going to sound maybe a little cliche, but growing up, I always was interested in the culture. Probably start off with Pokemon Blue.
That is hilarious. Yeah.
Okay. And ever since then, it just kind of built up, and first it started with that and then anime. And then eventually it was like, oh, I actually want to know what the culture is. I want to get into the traditions. And at one point, I even had a Japanese pen pal when I was about the age of 15.
Okay, so it's just kind of like things during your childhood, and you were always interested in it, and it sounds like the perfect storm, and it just led up to you just getting up and going, huh?
Exactly.
Awesome. And so you decided to study abroad in Japan. How did you go about doing it? Like, what was the program you did? Was it an exchange? You said you were doing something where you guys were always kind of moving around. And then also, how long were you there for?
So the first time I went to Japan, so my study abroad program, we were there for a month. But again, the program was jam-packed with just moving from city to city, visiting different schools and different universities. One of the things, the main focus of the program was culture and technology.
Okay. And so, Japan's really good with technology, aren't they?
Oh, this one of the most technologically advanced countries in the world, hands down.
Yeah. Wait, you said your first time, so did you go twice?
Yeah, so probably one of the most impactful things going to another country were the homestay visits.
Mm-hmm.
I got to stay with several different families who kind of just adopted me into their own, and I really wanted to go back and see them, and along with the new friends that I made. So after getting settled into my career a couple of years later, I came back down to see all of them.
Nice. Okay, I see what you're saying. So you got to visit again.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. I love it when I hear stories about that, like people visiting and just keeping in touch. That's really great to hear. And what you said, so you were there for a month. I'm assuming it was during the summer, right?
Exactly, during the summer.
Yeah, and so, like, how many credits did you take? Was there a program that you did with it, or you said you went through your school, or how did that work?
So fortunately, it was through my school, and they had a course that followed along with the study abroad program.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this course was only 3 credits long. However, it was an honors course,
mm-hmm.
And the teacher gave us homework assignments while we were abroad.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? This teacher was awesome, though. I mean, the homework assignments weren't tough at all. It was more so like, hey, I want you to write something about what you learned today, and I want you to post it onto our blog,
mm-hmm.
things of that nature. So it wasn't like we were sitting down there studying for tests, and
yeah, okay.
We actually got to enjoy our time abroad.
So yeah, it wasn't that bad, huh?
No.
And then you were actually a recipient of the Gilman Scholarship, right? Can you talk a little bit to that, and how did you go about applying? What did they give you? Just tell me about that whole process.
Yeah, so the Gilman Scholarship, definitely wouldn't have been able to make it to Japan without it. just from the background I had financially wasn't able to afford it. But essentially, my senior year, I knew I was about to graduate and become a nurse. I told myself, hey, I need to go to Japan. I need to make my dream a reality before I set in this career. And I talked with my advisors. They kind of got me settled down. And then I said, financially, well, what can I do to pay for this? What do I need to do? And one of the things that they mentioned to me was the Gilman Scholarship. And at Wright State University, the college I went to, there weren't any recipients yet. So there wasn't a lot of buzz about it. A lot of people didn't know about it. But one of the study abroad advisors was like, hey, we can try for it. So the process essentially is you pick a program that meets the different requirements. Of course, there's a couple of eligibility requirements. And what you have to do is write a proposal essay that talks about why you chose the country that you're interested in, how the program's going to impact you personally, professionally, and academically, and how you hope to grow in this experience. And then the second paper was a follow-on service project. So if you do get accepted for a Gilman Scholarship, how do you come back to the United States and promote the scholarship and increase awareness for study abroad?
Okay. And so you got that and you received it. How much, with Gilman, you ask for a certain amount, and how much did they give you, end up giving you?
So I think this was somewhere around a little over $4,000 actually.
Wow, for 1 month. But I
For
mean,
1 month,
that's
yeah.
half of that's like the plane ticket though, so
Yeah, plane ticket, program cost, tuition.
Everything. So yeah. But yeah, that's amazing. We just so we're starting to interview more people from these scholarships, like the alumni, and it's a pretty big alumni network that we can get into a little later. But like right now, let's stay with Japan. So you said you went everywhere, right? You were always
Yeah.
moving around. What was did anything like stick out, like funny or crazy or sad, or like did anything is there a travel story you want to share?
Ooh, travel stories. Okay. I got a couple of them. So I'll give you probably the most tame one that I have. One of the advisors who actually lived in Japan, we were staying at a onsen, which is essentially a Japanese bathhouse. And we get that at nighttime, all of us are tired. And our advisor, he's kind of a bit of a jokester, which I didn't know at the time. However, now we're really close friends and I've still kept in touch with him all these years. But he told us that we needed to watch out for pirates because we were close to the sea. And then when he said it, he had this very convincing face. He was dead serious and he never told us that he was joking. So, we all kind of just blew it off, like, okay, whatever. And then one night, two of our friends from the group, they kind of went missing. And we didn't know what was going on. We were concerned. And then it was in the middle of the night. Essentially, I kind of took it upon myself to form a search party of different groups. And we're going to local convenience stores and we're walking the beach and we're checking the hotel, we're checking the onsen, we're checking different things to find them, and we couldn't find them. And so eventually later on that night, they kind of came back strolling in and they were just like, yeah, we just walked off so we can have some alone time together. And that was it. We all thought they were taken by Korean pirates,
Oh
but
my
actually
God.
they were just kissing on the beach.
Oh my God. So yeah, I know the feel like you get like when you feel like, oh, thank God kind of thing, right? And yeah, but they're just kissing on the beach. Okay. I haven't heard one like that before. That's pretty good. Ye beware,
Right, watch out
right?
for the pirates in Japan.
And then also, so are you a fan? I guess let's get into the food from the well wait for, before we get into the food, what were you guys staying in hotels or where were you staying during these times so that we were always moving around and how often did you move around?
So when we first got there, we had a main place that we would stay at. So we got to leave our luggage there, and it's almost like a dormitory that one of the colleges owned. So we stay there for a while, then we would move out, and again we would travel by bus. One time we were traveling by a ferry, and different times we're either in a homestay or we are on a hotel, or we are back at our hotel or back in our dormitory. And then when we moved over to the other side of the country, we end up staying at the onsen for the majority of the time.
And what, so like, what was a typical day like for you?
Okay, so typical day, you're up super early, probably about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Japanese culture, it's very punctual. So you had to get ready. You had to be ready for whatever you were doing that day. We would have breakfast all together. And it wasn't just me. It was actually two groups of students from the United States and then three groups of students from Brazil all together. And we would all eat lunch together or breakfast together. And then we would go out and we would have a It's like a Japanese culture slash language lesson where they would teach us like some phrases, teach us some traditions. One time we all got the dress up and or the ladies got the dress up in kimonos and they put on like a dance together and they had all these nice little Japanese grandmas like tying them up and getting them all nice and dressed up. So there was a cultural event during the day. And then later on, we would just travel around. And I mean, literally every day was a new adventure. At one point, I was at the top of a volcano running around and giving people interviews. And then another day, we were at a college university having a cultural exchange with some of the students. For me personally, because they tailored some of the program that I would meet the requirements for the Gilman, I got to tour hospitals. So every day was a new exciting adventure, and then we would get home by that night, and then would be up bright and early that next day for a new adventure.
Definitely. What, okay, and so yeah, so now let's move on to the food then. What, are you a fan of sushi? Like
So I am a fan of sushi. However, I do have a kryptonite.
what's that?
I'm actually allergic to fish.
I see. Ooh, okay.
I
But
can eat. I probably just gave all my enemies my secrets away, but hopefully there's no Lex Luthers out there. But I can't eat shellfish though, so I was able to partake in some of the different kind of sushi, just no raw fish.
Okay, so like what other, like other than sushi, like is there anything else that you could try there that stuck out that was good? Or 'cause I
Oh,
mean, when
so
you
much
think,
stuff.
yeah, like what else was did they have?
So one of my favorite dishes is called katsudon, which was like a fried pork cutlet with a bowl of rice. Extremely delicious. And then hands down, second favorite dish was a bowl of udon.
Voodoo.
Udon, so like
Udon.
UDON.
Okay, and what's that?
It's just a cut of noodles and it's in a fish base, like a soup base.
Now,
So
could you
somehow I
eat
was able to
that?
eat that. Yeah. I don't know how, but somehow I'm able to eat that.
And you didn't get sick, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it sounds delicious, udon. I'm gonna have to look that up. Put it in the show notes here. What, so since you've returned home, right? What year were you when you went to Japan?
So let's see here. It was 2013 when I went. I was a senior. So it's probably around the age of, I think, like 21 or 22, something like that.
And then now, since you returned, how did it affect your view on life since you got back to the United States?
Well, actually, I was just having a conversation with a group of people about this, especially since now I'm a Gilman alumni ambassador and I'm consistently talking to students about study abroad. I think the most impactful thing that I learned from Japan, hands down, is just acceptance. You know, I had those homestays where, you know, I could, at the time, I could barely speak Japanese. And, you know, I look completely different than everyone over there. I have different beliefs. Yet these people, my family, my friends, they accepted me with open arms.
Right.
You know, they didn't judge me based on how I looked or what they saw on social media. They accepted me for Cameron. And I think that's an important lesson that I tell anybody that I meet is that you should, it's, and this is going to sound cliche, but don't judge a book by its cover. Truly sit down and get to know another person.
Yeah, definitely. It's really good. That's what the podcast does, right? Everyone's gonna get to sit down and know you digitally at least, right?
Yeah.
No, that's great. It sounds like you have had a conversation like that. Like, it's not your first time going onto that topic. So one thing I've been asking students lately too is, in case there's someone listening overseas, can you tell me a little bit about your school?
Wright State
Wright
University,
State
yeah.
University, yeah. Can you tell me about why you chose to go there and what it was like to go to school at Wright State?
So, I'm a first generation college student. So, actually, college was never in the plan for me. I just wanted to make money growing up, especially just because, you know, some of the people surrounding me, they weren't inspired to go to college. So, it was never in the works until one day, actually, I think it was my mom. She was like, "Cam, I think you should go." And I'm just kind of like, "Why?" And then she's, I want you to become great. I want you to be successful." So one of my friends at the time, he was going to Wright State, and I was like, "Well, if he's doing it, then I guess I should do it too." And then that's ultimately the reason why I chose Wright State.
Wow. That's yeah, and then I'm sure you ended up liking it, right? And
No, I actually didn't even like school at
oh, you
the
didn't.
time either. I just wanted to stay in and play video games, but after several life events and I've had a lot of, luckily, a lot of mentors come into my life and just kind of show me what's really out there in the world. You know, unfortunately, sometimes people we get stuck in this box, you know, or we have this limited view of what is outside our own biosphere, outside our own community. And until you have people who've seen outside of that to inspire you, like, hey, you get through college, this gives you a gateway to do X, Y, and Z. I mean, the opportunity is endless. I would have never imagined I could ever go to Japan if it wasn't for, again, these people meeting me and inspiring me to want to do more. I've always wanted to go to Japan, but making that effort to apply for the program, applying for the Gilman Scholarship, and entertaining other financial need, or aid, I should say, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it.
Wait a minute. Did you have like some commercial writer come in and say that for you? That's pretty profound, Cameron. So you're talking about the ancillary benefits of having a college education, and now things that came not directly from Wright State, but around Wright State, and it worked out. You're a nurse now, is that right?
Yeah, I've been a nurse for, I was like, actually, now it's over 5 years.
Wow, congratulations on that. I know that's pretty competitive field to, I mean, like the school is hard to get into, so way to go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. And so now as we get into a recommendation part of the podcast, do you have any books that you've read that you think would be that the audience would be interested in?
Okay. Well, lately I've been reading a lot of books, just teaching myself Japanese over again.
Oh, wow.
Just to kind of get back into it. But if I had to give a recommendation for a book, it would be The Huno Way by Serge Kahili King.
Okay.
It's basically talking about Hawaiian philosophy and kind of like a mastering your hidden self.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of just, it's kind of essentially it's a raising awareness in yourself about different things that you are capable of doing. So, without going into too much, it's a very detailed book,
Yeah.
but hands down, I would definitely say if I had to choose any recommendation, it would be that book.
Okay. And then any media recommendations, like a blog or a podcast or website that you use or an app?
Yes, you should check out the Gilman blog, hands
Yeah.
down.
Okay. No,
Hey,
you're right.
I'm not fulfilling any ambassador roles right now at all.
Okay.
But if you want to follow Gilman on any of their social media, blogs, Twitter, all of that stuff, you just type it in the Google and it'll come up.
Okay. Awesome. Well, yeah. And then what would you tell a student? I mean, as an ambassador, again, you probably deal with this a lot, but what would you tell students who are on the bubble about studying abroad?
Like Nike, just do it. No, I know some for most students, it's a really scary idea to step out of that comfort zone. A lot of students I talk to, they haven't even been out of the city, let alone out of the country.
Right.
So even though it is scary, it's again, I talked about earlier about stepping outside of that box. Ultimately, it's going to help you grow as a person.
Sure.
So kind of just face that fear and hop in, get it done, study abroad.
Yeah, no. I feel like it's a studying abroad is like a t like an invisible tattoo that you get. It'll be with you for the rest of your life, and you're always gonna remember it. I mean, you just talking to me now, like you couldn't imagine like going to school. Like, could you imagine your life without it? Like, what the void that would have had? Like, so much. There's so much of your life that's part of it now, right?
Oh, I mean, too much now, if anything.
Yeah. Well, you went back.
What not? Yeah,
Yeah.
like I'm hosting exchange students from Japan every year now since that program. I find myself consistently talking to patients about, like, it's weird, right? You're at a hospital, you're taking care of patients, and you're getting to know them. And I'm like, hey, like, you ever been out of the country before? Okay, cool, you should do it. I mean, even when I'm fencing and I'm talking to some of the kids that I'm help training, I'm like, hey, have you ever been out the country? You should also study abroad.
Right.
So I
Okay.
just.
Yeah, no. And then what do you have a favorite quote you want to share?
Favorite quote. Yeah, I do have a favorite quote. It's. Some say it's a little bit dark, but again, this is just kind of alluding to everything I've been talking about. And I can't remember exactly who it's from. So if someone can tell me, if get back to me on it.
Yeah.
But it goes like this, you can't escape prison if you don't realize you're in one.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's really
Right.
good.
So kind of along the same lines of, people get trapped in this box, but a lot of people don't realize that they're in that box to begin with.
Right. Yeah, that's really good. I like that. All right, and then anything else you want to add?
Let's see here. No, same thing. Study abroad. Go do it.
Sure.
Check me out, Gilman Scholarship, or check us out, I should say.
Yeah,
And,
we will for sure link everything up on the website. Cameron, thank you very much for doing this. Guys, leave an honest review of the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Cameron, thank you very much for being here. You can find the interview on the website, on iTunes, Spotify. There's so many different platforms that we have. You can sign up to get new interviews. Cameron, thank you very much for doing this. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
awesome. Thanks. I appreciate
All
it.
right, thanks. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to check out all the really neat infographics on the rest of the posts as well as the interviews. There's a lot of good information. You should also download Studying Abroad 201. I really recommend it if you need kind of a fire lit under your ass for studying abroad and you need some motivation. It crafts my journey and exactly what I did. Also, we can email you new interviews or you can connect with us on social media. All right, thanks a lot.